We know voters in the capital will go to the polls for a by-election at the end of next month. Thursday, May the 23rd, we'll see polling stations open as the constituency of Douglas West elects a new member of the House of Keys to replace Jeff Corkish, who was elevated to the Legislative Council. Well, anybody wishing to stand for MHK must declare by Tuesday, April the 23rd. We know of two declarations so far, and others undoubtedly set to follow. The first to declare live on this programme, no less, actually did so before an election had even been called. Qualified financial analyst and university lecturer Chris Thomas. So why?
Yeah, good morning, James. I chose to declare then because I am political. I care about policies. I care about the principles of politics. And if a by-election was to become available, especially in the way it became available, you know, I am interested in working with others to try and make a difference, getting those policies put in place.
You impressed a lot of people last time out. I think you were only 104 votes behind Jeff Corkish, who was elected, of course. Liberal Vanning candidate then.
Independent
now. So did that help you or hinder you? Presumably you feel that the latter.
I wouldn't be an independent this time and Liberal Vanning last time for helping me or hindering me, because, as I say, policy is more important than personality. You know, and what I mean by that is...
Why not stick with Liberal Vanning then?
Because the 2011 manifesto, which was the Liberal Vanning people proposed, and I was one of those people, and there were 10 of us working together with a common ticket, and that is a good thing in politics. It's a good idea to have consensus. It's a good idea to have... a chance of getting what you believe should be done actually done, and to do that you actually have to work with others. So since the election I probably had two or three moments when I've reflected on that manifesto and its implementation, and when I came to stand for Douglas Council it was a step too far to comply with some of the conditions that I understood were being required of me, because I would be a Douglas councillor working with other Douglas councillors.
So that's what triggered the change.
Yeah.
I'm independent.
Exactly that. A couple of other policy issues at the time to do with education in particular, but the main thrust was the idea that you having a common ticket with somebody is a good thing, working with others is a good thing, having a clear manifesto that you put to an electorate is a good thing, but opposition for opposition's sake, Westminster-style discipline and those sorts of things are not necessary in the Isle of Man, where we all like to work together for positive progress, harmony, caring, prosperity and all those things that are important in this island that make us love this island.
The minutes on Douglas Council seem to suggest that you virtually oppose everything. So is that, would that be the same policy if you got in government? Would you be a help to government or a hindrance?
Not at all. I don't think I oppose anything. I think I am always trying to convince others, and if I vote against something...
You've opposed an awful lot, though, on the council.
Let me focus on the things that I have opposed. The first one would be I was the only councillor who actually voted against the budget, and I voted against the budget for two very clear reasons. The first reason is that, in my view, it included a project that could be done better value, smaller scale, working more with others, and that's the project for the Cambrian Place car park and library. So, you know, I'm not against, nobody can be against something happening in Lord Street and Parade Street, but what we need to happen is we need to have a realistic plan, we need to have everybody involved, the private sector, the government, the council. And one thing, James, is that the cost of living is going to be an important issue alongside the economy and government finance this time. Basically, people are feeling the pinch, and rates going up, electricity prices going up, it's costing so much to get on and off the island. They're all things that matter to people, and I think I have a positive consensus-based proposal in each of those areas that we haven't got time to go into the technicalities of at this stage, but I think I've got something to offer valuable.
You mentioned education then. What was your stance on tuition fees?
I would have voted.
How would you have voted?
Yeah, I would have. In February 2013, I would have voted against, and I would have voted
against introducing them.
I would have, but with caveats. I would have voted against in that motion. I would have been on the side of quite a number of people who still did vote against.
So immediately, that would put you in conflict with the chap you could be sitting next to for the next 3.5 years. West Douglas colleague, potentially, and Government Minister John Shimon.
I don't see it as being in conflict, because the beauty of the Isle of Man is working together on different issues and so on. I don't see it as conflict, but the reason I would have voted against is, to me, it's a bit embarrassing that the regulations had to come three times. Although I agree with the principle that students should contribute, there still seem to be so many unknowns to do with how it's going to be financed and what's going to happen next.
Just finally, why should the people of West Douglas vote for you? I mean, what do you bring to the table?
There are many local issues in Douglas West. We've got a new school. We've got huge traffic management, parking management issues. Issues to do with the way that sports clubs and other clubs are actually using the public spaces provided by the government and the council and other organisations. There are huge issues for us, but they all coincide with national issues. I mean, just to give you one, at the end of the day, you know, Douglas West is like everywhere else in the island. The most important issue for them are things at the moment, like the economy being squeezed, and that's what I would contribute most. The economy would, I think, be better with a politician like me. I would listen and be engaged with the community in the proper way that a public representative should.
Chris Thomas.